Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 188 for Tuesday, December 16th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada Canola Market was mixed on Tuesday, with spreading between the January and March contracts the feature of the activity. The January contract was seeing the only gains, as traders were covering their short positions in the contract ahead of the holidays and its expiry. Canola was anywhere from $1.40 lower to $1.30 higher, the January contract up $1.30 at $441.30, the March contract 80 cents lower at $436 per ton. Generally favorable conditions for South American soybeans, the large U.S. bean crop, and some profit taking on recent gains weighed on canola. Some spillover pressure also came from the decline seen in outside oilseed markets, including Chicago soybeans and soy oil futures. On the other side, the Canadian dollar remains around the 86 cents U.S. mark, which was supportive. Continued strong demand for canola and slow farmer selling as they wait until the new year were also bullish. The market remains at an inverse, indicating strong nearby demand for the commodity. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were softer, while wheat futures were firmer. Soybeans were anywhere from 8 to 16 cents lower, March down 14.5 cents at $10.31.5 cents a bushel. Monday's disappointing crush report was behind the losses, as were forecasts calling for very good growing conditions for South American soybeans. However, continued strong demand from the export market for the U.S. commodity was limiting the declines. Corn futures were slightly lower, anywhere from 2 to 3 cents lower. The March contract down that 3 cents at $4.05 a bushel. A pickup in farmer selling in the U.S. following recent advances helped to weigh on the market, as did recent weakness in crude oil values. Traders are worried that lower fuel prices will decrease demand for corn in the ethanol industry. However, news that China has unofficially approved a GMO strain of U.S. corn was supportive, as was spillover from the gains in wheat. Wheat values were up, seeing gains of anywhere from 2 to 4 cents, March up 2 cents at $6.21 a bushel. Worries about Russia imposing export restrictions on wheat was helping to lift the market. The weak Russian ruble has encouraged more exporting out of the country lately, and the government is worried about possible food shortages and rising prices down the road. Concerns about unfavorable weather reducing production prospects for winter wheat in Russia and Ukraine added to the bullish tone. However, the wheat market was well off its highs of the day, as profit-taking at the highs weighed on values. Improving weather for U.S. winter wheat crops and the generally large global supply situation also limited the gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, December 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.